Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Chamber of Commerce President Katie Adams. All right, Katie, so it's been a couple weeks since the annual chamber dinner. How did that go?
The annual chamber dinner for 2023 here in Stewart was a record-breaking attendance year with 100 attendees, Marcus. We had a great night. Our goal was 60, and we far surpassed that. And I believe it's due to the awesome team we had working on the event itself, as well as the excitement we generated for the event, saying it would be a fun event. Come celebrate what's happening in Stewart. With that, people trusted that it would indeed be a fun, engaging evening, and they showed up.
All right. And what's the next chamber event that's coming up?
Yeah, so our next chamber event, it's not completely hosted by the chamber, but we are a sponsor. It's called Wine, Women, and Wealth. And it is March 30th, starting at 5 p.m. at the All Saints Center here in Stewart. It's the second year that Stewart groups have worked together to put on this event for women. Last year, in 2022, was the first year we thought we'd give it a go. It was a smashing success. Several women drove from all around, several mile radius. It was really a networking opportunity as well as an inspirational night for women who were thinking about starting a business. It gave them the steps for how to start a business. This year, I'm not involved in the planning committee. I plan to go, but I know that based on the title, Wine, Women, and Wealth, they will be talking to women who are interested in business or already have one about how to grow their business.
All right. And then what are some other things here coming up real quick, maybe end of the month or into April?
The Chamber has some fun and exciting events planned this spring. One of them is brand new, and it is a 5K training program. And we're calling it Second Street 5K Training Program because if you were to step outside of a business on Second Street here in downtown Stewart and run to the complete end of Second Street, going to the east and back and going to the west and back to that starting point, that is literally 3.2 miles. That is a 5K. So the inspiration here is that we want to encourage community members to get out this spring, enjoy the fresh air, maybe get physical by walking or running with the goal of participating in the Good Egg Days 5K on June 17th. So we're having an open house for the 5K training program on Tuesday, April 4th, and that'll be at Stewart Flowers and Gifts because we're the host business for this chamber-sponsored event. And what that really means is you can put your keys in a safe locked building while you go out and do the 5K training program with the group runs. The group runs will be Tuesdays and Saturdays. So those group runs then, that beginning of the 10-week program, starts Tuesday, April 11th, and goes then on Tuesdays, Saturdays, until the 5K for Good Egg Days, which is June 17th.
All right, and who's kind of coming in to help train everyone to get ready for the 5K?
Yeah, so I'm really excited to have a community member as well as a West Central Valley coach, Trisha Foster. I asked her in the fall of 2022 if she would ever be interested in doing something like this. And she came in then at the beginning of this year and said, okay, what could this look like? So we put our heads together and said, she's a great runner. She loves it. It's a habit of hers. So she can lead. And I said, I just want to get out and be active. So I'll be the caboose when it comes to the group. Like I'll be in the back with whomever is back there cheering them on because that way I'm out moving and somebody else has the confidence to do it too. So we just said that's what we're going to do is be a support system for people. There's no secret. We're following the Couch to 5K program. It's a program anybody could Google and find. But what we're offering as a chamber is we're offering a support system, a team of people for you to run with twice a week. And then you follow the rest of the program on your own the rest of the week. And then on Saturdays, we're looking to have like bananas or chocolate milk or both after the Saturday group run there at Stewart Flowers and Gifts for free. And then we're going to be bringing in professional and local experts. So here's a great example. Amy Bassett, she is a local masseuse here in town. And she will be coming to us. I already have her scheduled for two different Saturdays. So just think, if you are in the group running and you might get a chair massage two times after a group run, how awesome that would be. So we're also going to bring in other local professionals who might talk to you about your posture when you run, or the best shoes to wear when you run, or stretches for runners, or just people who are like starting to move again, or maybe you're a walker. So like the perks of different forms of exercise. It could be yoga, it could be weightlifting, could be stretching, and the importance of it. So that's what we plan to do on Saturdays. When the group runs are done at the shop, someone will be there offering advice or their services so that these new runners and walkers here in town can get additional resources.
All right. And then we'll also have the Easter egg hunt as well in April. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So big, huge shout out to Rose Acres. Andy Kaldenberg does a phenomenal job putting this on every year. Over 1,000 eggs are dyed. And then the kids go wild here in Labaugh Park in Central Stewart. And so there are three age groups. They'll be competing on Saturday, April 8th at 1 p.m. That is Easter weekend. So we welcome families out for that. The age groups would be 4 and under, 5, 6, and 7, and 8, 9, and 10. We've got awesome prizes as well as goodie bags. And that actually leads into an exciting kind of revelation, which is we are getting a new logo as a chamber. And the new logo, I think, will be on the bags that will be handed out. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome. That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, that should be fun. A fun way to roll it out.
And then you mentioned that Good Egg Days is June 16th and 17th.
It is, yeah. Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th. There is a Facebook event called Good Egg Days. It's under the Stewart Chamber Facebook page. So that's a little different from years past. But you can find information out on Good Egg Days by going to the Stewart Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. And then there's an event called Good Egg Days.
Is there anything else that people can kind of look to and kind of expect from the chamber through the rest of the year?
Yes. So we're pretty excited to continue to do smaller scale but more frequent interactive events or campaigns, so to speak. So what am I talking about? In February, we did For the Love of Stewart, where people did a punch card at different Stewart businesses. For every $5 they spent, they got a punch at the different businesses. And then once their card was full, they put it in a drawing. And we drew for Chamber Bucks. And that was really interactive. We had a great turnout. We had 153 people put completed cards into the drawing. So that was awesome. So we're going to continue to do things like that, as well as more interactive contests and giveaways on our Facebook page, and smaller scale events than Good Egg Days throughout the year in general. So that could mean we host a bingo night. That could mean we potentially bring in a comedian that's family friendly, and we host that at the Depot some evening, or the Saint Center. Something local, something that gives people, I should say, something to do in Stewart on a weeknight or weekend night.
So there's some kind of cool, fun events to get people out and about and moving around in the town of Stewart.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's so much to do in Stewart. We want to stress that. That's another goal this year. We have a digital and online marketing campaign that is being executed by our marketing committee on the chamber. And that's really exciting because when people look for things to do, they look online. They look on their phones. They look at events on Facebook. They look at websites. And so if you keep your eye on the fact that we have a new chamber logo, you can also anticipate to see that logo attached to perhaps a new website or perhaps different swag, like those bags we talked about at the Easter egg hunt, maybe different apparel. So you'll see that logo more because we want to promote that Stewart is a place to be because there is so much to do. Awesome aquatic center, bowling alley, movie theater, retail shopping, great places to eat, local parks, historic old buildings. There's so much to do in a small, fairly small space in terms of the town. And so we want to brag about that. We have so many people stopping off the interstate at our exit, but to go 1 mile north is crucial because there's a whole other part of the town that they could experience. And so we want to draw them in. So that's why you'll see it's a more developed online presence for the chamber, as well as just more developed details about what you can do in Stewart.
All right. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thanks, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.